Is that good for you?
I guess.
You're going to be handing out gifts like Christmas when you go back to Vancouver, are you?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. I got a few things my mom requests me to bring, so doing that. A
lot of fans, though, or family even coming to see you for this one?
Yeah, a lot of friends and family will be in the crowd, and it's always nice to play in Vancouver.
Fun for you, though?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. I've only played there once before, and it was a great time, and, you know, it's unfortunate we don't get to go back there, you know, as often as, you know, some other teams do, but it's good to be able to go back this year.
Was that a good game for you, the one game that you have had there?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was fun. It was my first year in the league, and we didn't do too well. We lost the game, but, you know, I had a good time.
How about tonight playing with the Giants? How special was it for you to be a part of that and to stay connected with them as part of the experience?
Well, that's great. I think, you know, they're such a high-class organization. They do such a great job of, you know, remembering some of their alumni, and it's great to be a part of that. Yeah, that's it's interesting. I remember, I think they created a few of us actually my last year, and now I guess it's just the Vander Kane bobblehead, so it'll be interesting to see how it looks.
Along those lines, can you just talk a little bit about the influence Don Hay has had on your career?
Yeah, he was huge. I think, you know, coming into that organization as a 15-year-old and kind of learning a lot from him and, you know, getting used to how he coaches. I think a lot of players, it's they don't, you know, understand him quite right off the hop, but, you know, once you get to know him, he's a really, really great coach, and, you know, he tries to get the best out of you, and that's the main thing.
How did that experience as a 15-year-old help you in your first year in the NHL?
That was my first year in the NHL? Well, I think...
Being so young and brought up.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was kind of a similar situation almost. You know, the guys I remember in the Giants, older guys like Lan Lucic and, you know, Cody France and those type of guys that were leaders on that team, they really helped me and made me feel part of the group and made me feel comfortable. And I think that was huge, you know, going into my first full season that following year. So, you know, looking at the NHL was a pretty similar thing. I like playing on the road. I think, you know, most teams in the league, they have loud buildings just like we do. And, you know, it doesn't matter really if they're cheering for you or against you. It makes it a good atmosphere to play in. You know, you look at Minnesota, I know we still had 4,000 fans of the game, but, you know, it was a loud building. It was fun to play in, and you got to like those kind of atmospheres.
How much of this game against Vancouver can be used as a measuring stick as to where you guys are at and how much your game, particularly on the road, has progressed?
Well, yeah, it's obviously they're a top team in the league, and I don't know if it's so much a measuring stick. It's more, you know, we need these 2 points. It's, you know, we're looking to win the hockey game, and they're a team that they've lost to at home, so they're going to be bringing their best game against us tomorrow night.
We hear so much about the confidence that you forwards have now, but when you look at the contributions, particularly the top six have made, is it as simple as saying that you guys have more confidence now, so pucks are going in? I mean, what do you attribute?
I think we're executing plays. I think that's probably the biggest thing. We're finishing off plays, and we're making you know, some really good plays. If you look at you know, through our whole team, and I think that's probably the biggest thing. And, you know, when you're making those plays, you're going to build confidence, and, you know, you're going to want to make those same plays again and continue to produce offensively like we've been doing. So I think that's probably the biggest thing.
So is that just buying into the system more, or?
I think, you know, we've been playing a lot harder for each other, and I think it's something that, you know, maybe we weren't doing before, and I think, you know, we realize now that, you know, we're in a big race here, and, you know, we're in a great position, and, you know, we control our own destiny, and, you know, I think when it comes to, you know, team confidence and executing, I think we're just doing that at a higher level when our focus is there.
You talked about consistency a lot this year. What do you mean to put that 8-point streak together for
you? Oh, it was good, I think. You know, obviously you want to be consistent, and I think, you know, when you put, you know, stretches of games together where you're playing well and contributing offensively, it's a good sign of showing that. And, you know, for me, I just want to continue to do that for the rest of the season.